So the Gemara in the very top says, come and see how many nisim took place to Klais on that very day, the day that they passed through the Yarden. So Avru Yisrael say Yarden, they passed the Yarden and they entered into the areas of these two mountains, a Yesem Ishishim Mil, and more than 60 mil in, the Ein Kol Briya Yechol La'amod B'fneim, and no creature was able to stand in front of them. V'chol omed b'fneim, anyone who stood in front of them, miyad nisraz, right away. What's lashon nisraz? It says they got scared and they had to go to the bathroom and they defecated. Shenemar es emasai emasi ashalach lefanecha, my fear I will send in front of you. V'amosi es kol ha'am asher tavo b'hem, and I'm going to I'm going to kill all those in front of you. Rashi says, "Nahal Moses lashon mehuma the irv of hagufu mashu besocha." They're going to mix their bowels together, the innards together. So that's how we see that happen. So that was one nace. Interesting. The Omer and says further, the pasuk in goes back to Shmos now to describing what's going to happen when they fight through Eretz Canaan. Omer tipol alem a masa, and there's going to be a tremendous fear that falls upon them. Upachad, and it's going to be great, tremendous pachad and ema. Until the nation passes through. So Zu Birishona, that refers to Birishona, the first entering into Eretz Yisrael, that's Bimei Yoshua, all those psukim. And then Ad Yavor Am, that refers to, this is in Az Yashir, Ad Yavor Am Zu Kanisa, Zu Birishnia, refers to the second coming into the base into Eretz Yisrael, which is Bimei Ezra. So the Gemara now says, "Emar me'ata ruin ha'yusol le'asos neis hamneis bi'rishina kibi'rishona." Really, the second bia they were roy to have nisim like the place bi'rishona. Elasher garmachet v'achar garmachet, but because of sin they were not zocha to this. So says Rashi, "Le'asos lamneis la'los bezroa v'lo yeh mishtabdim l'malchus." They should have bi'rishina. They should have had the zochus of entering with strength and aggression, and not have to serve the current government there. Ella Rashi explains, Shagarim Chatom Shay Yisrael be made by Rishon, the avers that they had during Bais Rishon. Now there might be a gears of Bais Sheni, but Rashi said Bais Rishon, the side says according to the Rav Yaakov Emden, it should really be made by Sheni. That caused him a sin, V'nigzar lam shelo yalu el b'rashus k'dichsev mibachem mekalma. It was decreed that they're only able to enter in under the government of someone else. Okay, then the Gemara says, continuing on their entrance into Eretz Yisrael for Birishona, Bacharka Chavius Havanim, then they brought their rocks in, Uvanu Esam Mizbeach, and they built him Mizbeach there, Visado Basid, and they had plastered it together, Vakasra Lehm, it's called Divriya Torah, B'Shivim Lashon, and they wrote the entire Torah in 70 different languages. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ber Hetev, they write it with the clarity that everyone could come and learn. Then it says, V'halu olos v'shamim, they brought karbanos there, v'achlu v'shasu, they ate and they drank, v'samchu baruchu v'kalu, they rejoiced, and they gave brachas, and they gave klalos. V'kiflos avanim, what kifl means that they had removed, they shedded the plaster off of it. It
says dismantle the stone.
Okay, they took them apart. U'bau v'lanu b'gilgal, and they went and slept in Gilgal. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yeshua, v'avartim osam imchem, they brought them, the Avanim, with them. V'nachtam osam b'malon, and they placed the Avanim in a hotel. Says Rashi, rather says the Gemara, yachol b'chol malon malon. Maybe they placed in every single hotel that was there. Tamalomer asher talina bo halayla. No, that very malon that they were sleeping in that evening. Uksiv, and it says, v'shtem esrei havanim ha'ila asher laku, and of that 12 rocks that they took. So they took those very rocks and had placed them, housed them in the same place where they were sleeping that night in the Gilgal. So in describing all the nisim that took place, was the only nisim that I was referring to was the fear, the ema that took place? Was that seems to be the only, I thought there's going to be a whole list of nisim. That seems to be the only one.
No, there was actually, first it said they crossed the Jordan.
Mm-hmm, so that itself was a nisim.
Then they went all the way to Harigrizon and Harivo, 16 all the way.
The fact they did that so quickly, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
That was another one.
And then everyone got scared.
Yeah, the scare, the fear.
Aha, so those are three. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tana Kota Braisa, Tzira lo Avram Imahem. Tzira did not pass them. So Tzira was that the disease that they sent ahead? Or that
flying insect.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Went ahead to kill all the nations in Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael at the time. Tzira lo avri imahem. What does it mean? It didn't pass with them. It didn't come along with them. It was only in the Midbar, but not beyond that.
Apparently not. At the moment, that's what it says. It just helped Moshe.
Gemara says, lo, did the Tzira not come, did the Tzira not join with them into Eretz Yisrael? V'haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say? Bishlachti, yes, a Tzira fanecha, I'm going to send this Tzira in front of you to wipe out all the nations. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish al Svas Yardin Amda said they stood on the banks of the river. Vizarka behen Mara, they threw this type of how do they define Mara? Something bitter?
Venom.
Visimasa Enem Milamala, and they had made them blind from the top. Visrasam Milamata, and made them in a situation they couldn't have children either. Shenemar, as it says, Vanochi Shmati Esa Mori. I'm going to destroy the Amori from in front of you. Asher kigova arazim, that are as tall as the cedars. Gavoa v'chasonhu kelonim. Not sure what that pasuk exactly means. V'ashmid piryo mimal v'shar shemitachas. I'm going to destroy their, I guess, ability to procreate. The Rashid piryo mimal is referring to einav, their eyes from above, and shar shemitachas, and make them into cirrus. So that's this passage here that they're describing in Amos. That's what the Tzira did. So interesting, the Tzira stood on one side of the banks and just started shooting out venom. Kind of reminds me, if I could bring myself back to the days of Jurassic Park, where the raptors would shoot out this venom across the way. That's the image I'm getting here. I'm not sure if animals typically shoot out venom like that. I think they usually bite and the venom goes through the teeth. But right, is that correct? The raptor, you're not admitting to seeing Jurassic Park. Okay. Okay. Thank you. In the book. I'd never read that book. Or any other book. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa, Amar Shtei Tziros Havu. There are two types. Chad the Moshe, Chad the Yeshua. The Moshe lo Avar, the Yeshua Avar. Yeah, two types. Two types of birds or tziros, whatever exact. Is there an English definition of what this type of bird this is?
It says it was a type of flying insect.
A flying insect, uh-huh. It's possible it says a hornet? I didn't say a hornet someplace.
It doesn't
not there.
Contemporary.
Okay. Either way, so there are two. I'm not sure if two types or just two groups of them, or two insects. One was Moshe's, one was Yeshua's. Moshe's stayed back, and Yeshua's plowed forward. Okay, Gemara now says, Shisha Shvatim Adol Rosh HaGrizim, quoting from the Mishnah, about which things are said B'chol Lashon, which things are said in Lashon HaKodesh. So my vehechetzia. This is a pasuk that appears in Yeshua, and all Kleisel and Zakanim and the Shoftim reading on the side here. They stood from this side and that side, and the Kohanim and the Levim were in the center. The pasuk says, and half of them were on this Hargrizim, the half were on the Har Evel, like Hashem commanded. So the pasuk says vehechetzia. The pasuk. So what does it mean vehechetzia? So Amar of Kahana kiderch shechalukin kan. The way that they were divided, six and six, and which six went to Har Eval, which six went to Har Grizim, was the same exact way it was on the Ephod. The Ephod is the two shoulder stones that the Aaron, that the Kohen Gadol would wear. Six were listed in one, the other six were listed in the other one. That's exactly how they were divided at Har Eval, Har Grizim. So it says Rashi, Kidach Shachalukin Shashvatin Bahar Grizim Bahar Evil, Kidachsiv Eila Yamdu Lavarachasam, Veila Yamdu Akala, Kachalukin Bahabne Ephod Shamur Bahan Shisha Mishmosim, six run one, Hanach Shisha Dahar Grizim Ksuvim Al Achas, Vishishim Dahar Evil Ksuvim Al Shanis, Vainu Dixiv Hechetio, also what I mean, the Chetio, it should just say Vechetio, not Vahache or Hechetio, the Chetio, now referring to the way that they were divided, that they were Chokik Bahachas Menabadim, that's exactly how they were divided, Har Evil Har Grizim. So asks the Gemara, Mesive, Shtei Avanim Tovos, Hayulol Kohen Gadol, there are two beautiful stones, Al Ksefav, on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, Achas Mekan, Achas Mekan, one from this side, one from that side. V'shemos Shnai, Shemos HaShvatim Kostav Aleim, Shisha Avenzu, V'shisha Avenzu, six and six, like we said. Shinamar, as the Pasuk says, Shisha Mishmosim Al Havin Achas, V'shishnei, the Gomer. Shnia, Kidos, to Kidodasam. Wait, is that part of the pasuk? Yeah. Hashenis Kisodasam. Veloishona Kisodasam. So the entire pasuk reads, I'll say it. The pasuk in Shmos, in the areas of Parshas Kisisa and Truma, Tetzaveh, no, probably Tetzaveh actually. Shisha Mishmosam al Ha'evan Achas. Veshmos Hasheshi Hanosarim. The six remaining ones in pasuk says al Ha'evan Hashenis Kisodosam. The way they were born. So it sounds like the Shnia, only the second one is Kisodosam. Only the second stone was the way they were born. Velo Rishona Kisodosam. And the first one was not in the order of the way they were born. Bipnei Shehuda Muktam, because Yehuda was the first one. Yehuda was not the firstborn, but apparently he was the first one listed on the stones. So Rashi just explained this. Rashi Kosodosam Kisede Leidasam. The last six were as follows. Shisha Achronimar Kisijan God Asher Yisachar Zvulun Yosef. Ubinyamin. Zel Seder Leidasam Vishisha Rishonim Nichtavu, but were written in a different order. Yehuda, and then Reuven Shimon Levi, Dan Naftali, Kisede Leidasam Chos Mihuda. It was all in order, except Yehuda was taken out of spot three and placed in slot one for why? For certain reasons. But we see it was not in the right order. And therefore what? Let's keep reading. So again, Mipneshi Yehuda Muktam v'chamishim otsios hayu, and there are 25 letters. Esim v'chamish alevin zu v'esim v'chamish alevin zu, 25 on each of the stones. Furthermore, the Brisa says that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, he said, going on to Amud Beis now, lo kisei de kederch shel chalukim. This is still part of the question. I think we haven't gotten to the question yet. So he says, lo kederch shel chalukim b'chumash apikudim. Chalukim ba'avnei ephod, not the way they were divided in Chumash HaPikudim, in Bamidbar, ela kederech shechalukim b'chumash sheni, which, by the way, is interesting. The, you know, the Netziv, in each of the Akdamas of the five Chumashim, he explains why it has a second title. Bereishis is called Sefer Yetzir, Vayikra is called Toras Kohanim, Bamidbar is called Pikudim, Devarim is called Mishneh Torah. He explained all that, but when it comes to Shmos, it's referred to Chumash sheni. There's no title for Shemos. It explains why this is, because it's really a second Bereishis. Bereishis is the creation of the world, and Shemos is the creation of the nation of Am Yisrael. So it's really a continuation of Sefer Bereishis. That we just find this here as well, that's called Chumash Sheni. So, anyways, so it's not the way it was divided in Pikudim. Look at Rashi, what does that mean? Rashi says, Lo kederech shechalukim b'chumash pikudim, kolomar, Lo kederech shesedurim b'chumash pikudim hu sefer vayidav daber, shenistu b'roshu, Barosho Elishmos HaNashim HaShayamdu, whatever order it's in the Bamidbar, that's not how it's divided on the stones. Ela V'chomasheni, says Rashi, B'tchilas V'Elishmos, Ruvain Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun B'achas Me'en, B'shniya Binyamin Dan Naftali Gad Asher Yosef. So it's not listed, this Chomasheni Shmos is not about the no order of Leidasan, because you see in the second stone, Binyamin is actually first, even though he's born last. So I'm not sure the order, why it's that way, but there seem to be a number of different orders. So the first opinion of the Brisa says it goes in order of the Leidasan, with the exception of Yehuda, he goes out of place. The second opinion here, Rabbi Chanina thinks, it goes based on the way it was presented in Shmos. So Ketad. So Gemara wants to know, like, how exactly was it divided? So it explains that B'nai Leah Kisidron, Leah had six children, right? The other three had two each, so she had six. So Leah was on Kisidron, she was in order on the first stone. And then B'nai Rachel, Echa Mekan, Echa Mekan. That's why Binyamin and Yosef had actually bracketed the other B'nai Shvachos in the middle. I'm not sure why Binyamin was before Yosef. Binyamin was first, and Yosef was last in the second column, the second stone. B'nai Shvachos B'emsa, and the children of the Shvachos were in the center. So Ela Mani Mekayim Kisodasam. So why does the pasuk then say Kisodasam if it's in fact not in the right order? Kishmoson Shekar Le'avim. What it means is Lo Shemos Kishekar Le'Moshe. The way Kisodasam, the way they were called when they were born, not the order that they were born, but the names that they were given when they were born by Yaakov Avinu and not by Moshe Benu. As it says, Ruvain, as Yaakov called them, but not Ruvaini, like Moshe referred to them. Shimon v'lo Shimoni, Don v'lo Hadani, Gar v'lo Hagadi. So this is the machlokas again, in what order they were on the ephod. In the end of the day, though, this serves as a tiyufta, the Rav Kana tiyufta. Why is this tiyufta? So Rashi explains. Three narrow lines down in Rashi. Tiyufta the Rav Kana, the L'chuli Am, everyone agrees, Ein zaseh dehar grizim har evel. De'i l'seh dehar grizim Shimon Levi Huda Yisachar Yosef Binyamin dehar evel Ruvain Gav Asher Zvulun Dan Naftali. So whichever opinion you take, neither one lines up with the way they were at har evel har grizim. So we said initially, how were they split up? At har evel har grizim, the pasuk said, V'ha chetzio. What do you mean hechet? So the extra hey, the way they're divided. So we've kind of said the way they're divided on the ephod is the way they're divided at har evil, har grizim. But the two opinions that we have, how they were divided on the ephod, does not line up with the way they were listed. They were divided at har evil, har grizim, and that's the two that we ask against Rav Kana. So the Gemara says Ella goes back to square one. Then Ella Mai veHechetz. So what exactly does it mean that they were divided the way it was divided in the past? So Tana Chetzah Shemul Hargizim Meruba miChetzah Shal Hevel. The half that were standing facing Hargizim was more than the half standing Har Evel. So it wasn't really half. It was just divided. Mipnei SheLevi LeMata, because Levi was in the middle. So Rashi says, Miruba mechetzo. How does that help teach the word hechetzio? Hainu dekamer vechetzo shel el mul har evel hechetzio mimuot shebechetzio. I'm not sure how that really explains this. How does that help us teach this word? It's just saying a drasha. The Lashon He is limiting. The limits. The if I say half, it's supposed to the half. The half is defining. It's referring to something. And it's therefore limiting. So hachetu means the smaller half was on this side. That's what it means. The smaller half was on the second mountain. Not referring to the half mentioned elsewhere. It's a special drasha of the word hey, limiting it. So the smaller one was on the other mountain. But why was the other mountain, why was there less people? Because it says Levi was in the bottom. So we're asking, wait a second, how does that make any sense? Adi Rabba, Mipnei Shelevi Lamata, Batzilu. There should be less. So Rashi explains that Kol Shekein de Batzilu Chetcha Shel Har Grizim Sheshev Levi Mehen Hayam. Levi really came from Har Grizim, so Har Grizim should have left. Not Har Evel, so it should be the opposite. So Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Afalpi Shelevi Lamata. Even though Levi was in the bottom and seemingly would take away from those who were in Har Grizim, the amount that were Har Grizim, Bnei Yosef Imahim, Bnei Yosef was with them on Har Grizim, Shenemar, Veidabru Bnei Yosef Es Yoshua Lemor, Madun Nasati Li Nachla Vagoral Echad, Vechel Echad, Vani Amrav, why are you only giving me one portion? I'm a very large nation. Veyomar Lehem, Yeshua says to him, Im Amravata, if you're such a large Am, Alei Lecha Yara, go to the forest. So what does that mean? Amalehem, he's saying to them that they're describing, L'chu ve'chveu atzbechem biyarem, go hide yourselves out in the forest, shol tishlo bechem ein hara. So you shouldn't, no ein hara should fall upon you since you're such a large nation. People are going to get jealous. They're going to look at you with an evil eye. Go hide in the forest. So this is just a side point. What we're just seeing from here, though, that Yosef was quite a large am. So they balanced everything out. And continuing this conversation with Yeshua and Yosef, or Bnei Yosef, Amulei zarid Yosef, lo shata be'ena, bisha. What do you mean? We come from the children of Yosef, and we know there's a Masorah that the children of Yosef are not subject to the strengths, the powers of the Ein Hara. Dichsev ben paras Yosef. What does that mean? Ben paras ali ayin, the Pasuk says. So says Rashi, Gemara continues. What does that mean? Ben paras ali ayin. So Amar Rabbi Bo, he explains, Alti kare alai ayin, ela ole ayin. What does ole ayin mean, says Rashi? Ole ayin means Olin al ha'ayin ve'in ha'ayin ola alehem. They go above the eye, and the eye doesn't go above them. They're greater. They're completely protected from the ayin hara. But what comes out from this discussion is again that Bnei Yosef was a lot. So even though Levi was supposed to be in har grizim, and they went down to the middle, so it seemingly it would take away from the amount of people in har grizim. Since Yosef was also in har grizim, and they were such a large am, as we saw in this conversation, it have turned out that har grizim had more people than har evil. And that's what Hechetu means. Hechetu is referring to Har Evel. Hechetu, the smaller amount, was on Har Evel. Okay, Gemara says further now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanina, Amar Mehacha. He learns from here, it's the Gemara every time it talks about the Zera of Yosef not having to be subject to the concept of Ein Hara, it always has the Machlokas. Is it based on Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Ale Ein, or is it based on the following Pasuk, which is, I think, more well-known, Vayit Gularo Bekev Aretz. So Vayigu, they wrote Bekeras. They're going to be a great nation. What's Vayigu? It's a very strange lashon. So ma dogim shabiyah mai mechasin aleim vein ha'ayin shalat behem, af zar she Yosef ein ha'ayin shalat es behem. Just like dogim, who are in the underwater, protected from ayin hara, so too the zar of Yosef are protected from the ayin hara. That's what means vayidgu. Is it you who told me? It's because the fractions in the optical illusions, when you look at the fish there, you think it's really there, but it's over there. The water makes things... Anyone here say that? That's how to explain it, at least in the pshat. What you think you're looking at is actually not what you're looking at, because, you know, you look in the fish tank, you think it's there, and you look inside, and it's like really over there. So that was the one someone explained to me. I thought it was one of you guys. I guess somebody else smart to tell this to me. Okay. So either way, that they're protected from Ayin Hara, based on the pasuk of Vayidgu, Lashon of Dagim. Okay, the Gemara now says, Hani chamishim osios chamishim nechichada havyan. So if you do the math, we said before that on each ephod, there's 25 letters. Total of 50. If you do the math, and they did, there's actually only 49. There's minus one. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yosef hosifulo os achas. Yosef had a letter added to his name to make it to 50. Shenemar, as we say, Edus be Yosef shemo b'tzeitzo al eretz Mitzrayim. His name's really b'hiyosef. He added the letter heyin in his leaving of Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's how we get 50 letters. So the Gemara says, now maskev la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak kisoldasam bainan. So don't you need the way that they were named when they were born? We said earlier, at least according to Rabbi Hanina, and that's how we pass, at least the Rambam quotes Rabbi Hanina's opinion, it doesn't go in the order they were born. It goes in whatever order they were listed in Shemos and Chumashani. So it wasn't mean kisoldasam in the pasuk. What it meant was the way they were called. Well, Yosef wasn't called Yehosef when he was born. So that doesn't fit in. Ela koa Torah kula binyamin ksiv, v'hacha binyamin shalem kidechsiv v'aviv kara lo binyamin. Binyamin throughout the Torah is called without the second yud. But when he was called by Yaakov Avinu, it was called binyamin, benyamin, with the extra yud there, and that totals 50. Gemara says, now Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Yosef shekida shem shemayim b'seisr, hosif olav os achas, since Yosef made a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, but it was only in Beseis, and nobody knew about this, he was given an extra letter, a hey, only a hey. Not to say it's a small thing, it's a big thing. Rashi explains what the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim was, we know, but Rashi just says, Beseis here, Shinisyachidim ha'erva, v'hemid al atma, he's able to have self-control, v'kavish his yitzhar, and overcome his yitzhar. As opposed to Yehuda, Yehuda says, Yikidush Hashem Shemayim b'faresya. He made a public display of Hashem Shemayim. Nikra kulu al Shemo Shekadosh Baruch. His entire name, Yehuda, was called based on Hashem's name. So Rashi says, Nikra kulu Shem ben Abba Osios klalu b'Shemo Sheyehuda. You have the four letters there, the extra Dalet. Without, you take out the Dalet, Yikavavke is there present in Yehuda's name. The difference here is that Yosef was added a letter on. Yehuda was nothing was added on. That was his name he was given from birth. So what, Hashem's name became Yud Kei Vav Kei because Yehuda did this? Certainly not. So I'm not really sure that the difference doesn't seem to be comparable. In the end, Yehuda never had a letter, nothing added on to his name.
Shmagaran. Shmagaran. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, that a person's name is based on their future action.
So then Yosef should have been Yehosef from the beginning also then. Okay. I don't know. They talk about in the back here, how is it possible to have Kiddush Hashem b'seiser? Isn't Kiddush Hashem defined by people being aware of what took place? How do you say Yosef Atzadik was Makadish Shem Shemayim b'seiser if nobody knew about this? Okay, I don't know. Let's keep going weiter. So either way, so that's the difference between Yosef versus Binyamin. Then the Gemara says, Yosef, Mahi, what was exactly... the Shem Shemayim, the Kiddush Shem Shemayim that Yosef performed, Dechsev, Vayhi, V'kiyom Hazeh, V'yavah, HaBayis, V'lasos, V'mlachto. And was that day, the day that everyone left to go celebrate their holiday, and he came to her house to do his Melacha. So what does it mean he came to do his Melacha? So Amr B'yochanan, Milamech, Shneim, Ladavar, Aver, Niskabne, both them, both Eishes, Potifar, and Yosef, both had Kavanah initially, at least, to do an Aver, V'yavah, HaBayis, V'lasos, V'mlachto. Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar Lassos Malach the Mamish wanted to know to do his work. He had to do the house cleaning, whatever he was his job was. He had to take care of the household stuff. V'Chadamar Lassos Tzrachav, he went to do Tzrachav. Rashi Tzrachav means Tashmish Nichlas. Fine, so that's a machlokes whether he really had kavana in the beginning to do an aveira or not. Vein ish me'an she'bayis, no one was home. Why? Efshe bayis gadluk abeis v'shalos harash lohayis ben ish. There's no one working in the house. Someone such a high up in the government of Egypt, no one was there working, no servants, so that was completely empty. So it explains, as we know from Rashi al Torah, Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel osa yom chagam hayam. It was one of their holidays. V'halchu kulon abeis avodas kochavim shalhem. They all went to the local place of worship. V'hi amar lehen cholahin. She said, I'm sick. I'm not feeling so well today. She says, "Ain li yom she niskak li Yosef kim was that?" She thought to herself, "There's no better day than today, where everyone's going out to worship, than I have the opportunity to entice Yosef at Tzadik." But it's possible, a big dough, and she grabbed onto Yosef at Tzadik's clothing, grabbed it. Lame are saying, "And ba'osa shab, ba'asa diyokna shaviv." In that moment, when she was actually physically grabbing him, he had seen the image of Yaakov Avinu, nirasa lo b'chalon, and it appeared to him from the window. Yosef, in the future, your name is going to be written on the ephod, along with your brothers. Do you want your name to be erased? V'tikra roa Zonos, and she called the shepherd of Zonos. What does that mean? Shenemar, Rashi says, I thought it was Rashi here.
This is part of what his father was saying. It would be a race, and they'd call you
the shepherd. Aha, you'd be the shepherd of Zonos. This is part of the argument. V'roa Zonos Yaved Hon. So those, the shepherd of Zonos, will be destroyed, will be erased. So that's a pasuk that appears in Mishlei. Miad, right away, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in the end of Bereishis, V'teshev Basin Kashto, and the strength of, no, wait a second. Where's this pasuk? Hold on one second. But this is not in the same pasuk. This is a different parsha, though.
Looks like it's precious man test.
Yeah, it's much later. So let's see. So what does this pasuk mean? So Amr Yochem, Mishim Rabbi Meir, Sheshava Kasha Leisano, that the ba went back to its original place. So I guess his taiva was weakened. He was able to overcome it. That's what it means. Went back to the original place.
Rashi says, referring to
Shechva Zaro. Rashi says, Kashi Shechva Zaro, Al Shem Shior Kechetz, Lashon of the shooting like a bow and arrow. Okay. And then it says, Ve'afozu, Zora Yodov, and Rashi says, Ve'afozu, Lashon of Ve'afutsu, Shazayim Vatzedi Mischalf, and they get switched sometimes, Kmo Zakas, Tzakas, they get screamed. So Ve'afozu means Ve'afutsu, what does it mean to disperse? Yeah, to kind of spread out, I think. Shenot Yoda Bakarka, he had dug his nails in the ground. Rashi explains it's also al Torah. V'yata Shechazera mibein tziporni Yoda, and the Shechazera came out of his fingernails. And then the pasuk says, Midi Avir Yaakov, Mi Garam Lo Shiachak Avne Eifod El Avir Yaakov, who caused Yosef to allow his name to still be etched in the stones of the Eifod? It was Yaakov, his father, the Avir, the strength of Yaakov, which gave him that chizuk. And then the pasuk says, "Misham ro evan Yisrael, Misham zocha v'nasa roa." From there, he merited to become a roa, one of the shepherds. Shenema roa Yisrael, hazina noe katon Yosef. So through Yaakov Avinu, he was zocha to be considered one of the shepherds of Yisrael because he had the self control. Okay. Bava Bikain, still nonetheless. Wait, sorry, I skipped a line here. Okay. Tanya Hayaro Yosef Latzeis Mimenu Yud Beis Shvatim. It really was initially that Yosef was supposed to be Zochet, to have 12 Shvatim come from him. Kedech Shiatsum Yaakov Aviv, just like it came from Yaakov, because we know that there's this parallel relationship between Yaakov and Yosef. So many connections between the two of them. So here, Terelso, they're supposed to have 12 children. Shiatsum Yaakov Aviv, Shinemar, Elo told us Yaakov Yosef, Ella. But since he had lost Shechazaro through his nails, he lost those children he should have had. V'afal pikein, still nonetheless, even though Yosef Tadik himself was not zochet to have 12 children, Yosef Binyamin, Achiv, his brother Binyamin, was zochet to have 12 children, V'chul Nikra al-Shem, and all of them were called based on his brother Yosef Tadik. So this is his way of being Mekayim that din, Eil told us Yaakov Yosef, vis-a-vis his brother. Shinamar Uvnei Binyamin, the children of Binyamin were Bela, V'achar, V'eshba, V'gomer. So what does that mean? How do you understand the nature of each of these names? Bela, Shenivam ben Ha'umos, my brother Bela, he's swallowed up, he was absorbed among the other nations. Ubecher, Bechor Limo, he's the Bechor to his mother Rachel. Haya, Ve'eshbal, Sheshavu El Gera, Sheshavu. That's part of it. I don't know all the names.
Sheshavu Kel.
Kel, Sheshavu Kel, that Shem, what, captured him? Put him in captivity, I guess. Gera, Shigar Bachsanios, he lived in a foreign place. Vinama and Shinam Biyosi was very handsome. Achi, my brother, Virosh Shachihu, my brother Viroshehu, and he was also he's older than me. Mupim Vihupim Hulo Rab Vihupasi Vanilo Rasi Vihupasi Paso, I didn't see his chuppah, he didn't see my chuppah. The erd Shiyar Lebain Humas Haolam, that he went down to among the nations. Ikadami the erd Shepanav Domim the Vered, his face was the color of a rose of some sort. So you see, that's how the Mekayim the din of 12 children from of Yosef through his brother Binyamin. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bishash, Amar Lo Paro Li Yosef. The moment the Paro said to Yosef, Atzadik Ubaladecha Lo Yarim Ishes Yado, that no one's going to raise above you, you're going to, in essence, be the king of the land here. Amru Itztagni Paro, the different astrologists of Paro said to him, Eved Shilachu Rabo Besim Kesef Tamshila Leinu, the Eved you bought for simply 20 silver coins is going to be the one ruling over us. Amru Lehen, so Paro says back to them, Ginuni Malchus Ani Rabo. What does Ginuni Malchus Ani Rabo mean? Rashi says, "Gnuni Malchus Gavne Malchus Bechachma Gvur V'Yofi." I see within him all these different shades. I see wisdom. I see strength. I see beauty. He's very fit. What do you want from me? So he must come from a lineage of Malchus. I didn't know this. Amulah, they say to him, "Kain Yehei Yodei B'Shem Lashon." So he should know the 70 languages. If he comes from royalty, we know royalty knows 70 languages. So Ba Gavriel Vilimdo Shivim Lashon. So quickly, Gavriel came down and taught him 70 languages. Lo hava kagamar Yehosef lo. Lo hava kagamar. He wasn't chapping it. He wasn't understanding. He wasn't processing this. Hosef lo aos achas mishmo shekadosh baruch hu. He added a name, Hey, a letter Hey from Hashem's name. Vilama. Then he started to learn. Shenemar edus be Yosef shemo b'teisal eretz Mitzrayim. In elementary school, my principal, Rabbi Applebaum, used to call me Yehonasan. In the Tanakh, more often is Yehonasan referred to as Yehonasan than Yonasan. So he used to call me Yehonasan. I guess he was hoping I'd learn more that way. I don't know if it helped, but
it worked.
Certainly not in Moriah. Okay. Well, Macha, the next day, Kol Lishna, Dishtai Par Bahadei, Ahadarlei, any language a power would speak to him, he would respond back. Ishtoi, Ihu B'Lashon Kodesh, but then when Yosef spoke to him in Lashon Kodesh in Hebrew, Lahavi Yokal Yadim, Mayhavi. So and then power didn't understand what he was talking about. So Amar, Lahavi Yokal Yadim, Mayhavi Amar. So Amar Le, Agmuri Agmari, V'lo Gamar. So who's speaking right now? I taught, but I didn't learn.
I would say, teach me Hebrew.
Agmire. Okay, he tried Agmire v'lo Agamar, but he didn't understand it. He wasn't understanding Lashon HaKodesh. Amrulay, so the power says to him, and this we know from Rashi al-Torah as well, Ishtabili de'lo Megalasa, promise to me, swear to me, power says to Yosef, that you won't tell anybody that I don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Ishtabili, he made a promise. Ki Amrulay avi hishpani le'mor. Okay, fine, Ishtabili, he made a promise, fine. Kiamrele, when he says, Avi, Hishbani Lemor, when Yaakov made Yosef promise to bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael. So Amrele, so Paro says, Yosef, Zil Ishtali Ashuascha. So go borrow the Shua that I made for you. What does that mean? Undo the Shua, meaning Yosef says, listen, I made a shua to my father Yaakov to bring him back to Eretz Yisrael. And Pharaoh said, so I don't want you to go back to Eretz Yisrael. I want Yaakov to be buried here. So go back to Chama, ask them to undo the shua. So he says back to them, then I'm going to have them undo the shua that you made me promise, and I'm going to tell people that you don't know that that you don't know Lashon HaKodesh. So even though he didn't want Yaakov to go up to Eretz Yisrael to be buried, he still allowed him to go up to Eretz Yisrael to be buried because he didn't want it to be revealed that he himself did not know Lashon HaKodesh. So Tosa asks an interesting question here. Still have a couple minutes here. Tosa is the last one on the page here. Okay, actually, let's do the Tosas beforehand, actually. Tosas beforehand, that Yosef had seen the image of Yaakov Avinu while he was there in H.S. Potiphar's house. So, Kasa Rabbeinu Moshe HaDarshan. The only thing we have is often Tosas being quoted, and Rashi quotes Rabbeinu Moshe HaDarshan oftentimes. So, Tosas quotes him here also now, and we're talking about Agarata. He was a Darshan. Vein Ish Me'anshe Bayis Sham Be'Bayis. There was no man in the house. Dimashba Dafka Me'anshe Bayis Lohaya Sham. There was no Anshei Bayis, only people of the household were not there. But Michlal Disha Acher, it sounded like there were other people who were not Anshei Bayis who were present. Shalom Anshei Bayis, Kolomar Chaluk Umuflag Mitaras Anshei Bayis, people who were not part of the Anshei Bayis, part of the whole staff of people working there. Hayosham. Vizel Demus Yokno Sha'avav. That's how they know. It's from the Pesukim themselves indicate. There was no Anshei Bayis there, but there was another Ish there, namely the image of Yaakov Avinu. And he asks, "V'tema k'tas minon de nirus l'bechalon." How does the Gemara know it all? What's the source that it was in a window that he saw? Shema midichsev bebeis, that he saw him bebeis in the house, in the window of the house itself. Demasher bebeis lo, not in the actual house, but outside the house, I guess he saw through the window. Meaning, there's no anshei bebeis in the bebeis, but there was someone outside the bebeis, something along those lines. He's trying to figure out how we know in the pesukim. But then the next Tosa asks an interesting question here. It shall nami adidach va'afagav do nichale v'teima. Halo lo haya yachol l'shal al nidro kim midaito shaparo. How would Yosef HaTzadik have the ability to undo the shvua without the consent of Paro? Paro was part of this nether that was made. Kamo ha'hu ma'isit tzidkiyo v'nivchanetzer, the ma'isi hosim. Another story there. Miu me'hoch ha'mashma de'havi b'fanov, damar b'perak rabbi Eliezer b'n adarim ha'mode ha'nab b'chaveru v'ein matir lo el b'fanov. Perish b'fanov afil bal karchol. It sounds like from the sugi there that you're allowed to be mater nether if the guy is present, even though he might not be happy, bal karcho you can. And it sounds like Paro and Yosef were both present in front of the Chachamim at the time. Miu, he writes, it's tema lomar da no de al das chaviru matir no shalom edait chaviru. It's very strange to think that one would be allowed to, against the will of a person, to undo his nether. V'shema okme b'milsa de gizim ba'alma she yigaz mukach. It wasn't really a, it wasn't a halachic thing. It was really a guzma. It was I don't know exactly how that's going to be a good taina. If Paro really knew that Yosef was going to keep his word, so I'm not sure really how that convinced him, but maybe it made him feel guilty. So listen, Yosef. Yosef says to Paro, listen, I made a shua. I'm keeping my end. So you should also keep your end. I'm not going to, I can't undo the shua because I'm tied down to you, but at least have some, rachmanis here. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. Is it kedai to do Yehuda? Next part? I think it goes into the next. Maybe we'll stop here then. Okay, fine. Square.
So Binyamin had 10 sons.